This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the Worldwide Wave.
Oh, a big thank you to Bronte there joining us for the news, and Dean and Ian with The Informer. It's Worldwide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show, especially for the LGBTI community, taking you around the globe one country at a time. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
Paul's here.
Hello.
And my name is Matt. In the argy-bargy of our current fight for marriage equality, it's important to remind everybody this fight is about people and it's about love. The USA is a country that has achieved this milestone before us, and tonight we find out how the country has changed since then.
What is the power of this simple ceremony to forevermore change a connection between two people far beyond any legal connection?
How has marriage equality changed community attitudes to homophobia and racism?
Is there a Trump effect endangering LGBTI rights? For a personal and intimate look at life after marriage equality, tonight we speak with former Worldwide Wave presenter and now our US correspondent, Dean Galloway.
Boa noite. This is David from Brazil, listening to Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
I come alive like the sun again, I will rise. In this moment, I'm like a fire. I will feed on love. I am burning up for you. I'll tear it up right now. Oh, can anybody hear me out there? Is anyone alive out there? This is the anthem for our soul. This is a time.
This is the anthem for the lost.
Wes Carr there with Anthem, and he is a long-standing supporter of marriage equality.
Which is our big theme in music tonight. Message in on 0427join949, thanks 317, just says simply, go Dolly.
Taking you around the globe, one country at a time. This is your Fun Fast Facts.
We are talking marriage equality. So a few dates in our non-binding postal survey plebiscite thingy. So this Friday is the final day for requesting any replacement survey forms.
So if you haven't got off your proverbial to do it yet, hurry up.
If the dog is eating it, or the cat, or the mouse, or the...
Then you need to ring up or go online and order one. And then 1 week beyond that, next Friday, is the date recommended to... The final date recommended to actually pop it in the mail so that it meets the 7 November deadline. 6 p.m. 7 November is the last date your vote will be received to be counted. And then, of course, the announcement. Have you seen the parties coming out for announcement day? There's one at the State Library from 10:30. On the 15th of November for the announcement, and then a street party at Trades Hall up on Lygon Street. Ooh. That night. So as of today, you might have heard earlier on the Informer, 10.8 million Australians have had their vote. That's 67.5% of eligible voters have sent back their forms.
Who said Aussies were lazy?
I know. It's a very strong result. It means that when the answer is known, it's pretty hard to refute that number of replies. In fact, 9 million of that 10.8 came in before the end of September. So people were, majority, were pretty quick in getting it into the mail. The last 2 weeks, it's running about 800,000 returns, and the ABS says pretty much they're doing these weekly updates, and every time they do that, there seems to be another spike. People sort of go, oh, yeah, haven't done that yet. Mm.
And it only takes a minute, literally, like it's just a 2 second job. Just whack, grab a pen, make some sort of mark on the page, stuff it in the envelope, and pop it in the red box, and, yeah, and you're done.
But you've got to find a red box, you know. You've got to find.
There's apps for that. Now, how does that compare internationally? Because we're so used to, I guess, having compulsory voting here, but there are a number of examples from around the world. So that's 67.5%, and it'll probably go higher than that. It's higher than participation in the last UK general election. It's higher than the marriage equality referendum in Ireland. The famed win for Ireland was 60.5%. So we're already, you know, quite a way ahead of that.
Still got some way to go. Scottish independence referendum was nearly 85%.
Wow.
But we're not done yet. We've got a few weeks up our sleeve.
Don't know when we got one.
We're Australian, very competitive. You know, you can beat 85.
We can beat the Scots. Come on.
And UK's EU referendum, 72.2%. We should try and eclipse that one.
That famous one.
And finally, the Labor Party has said they will support the private members bill. This is just today, put forward by WA Liberal Senator Dean Smith. So we'll be watching that one to see if that is the bill that goes forward.
Share your views with the world. SMS us now on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Well, it's hard to believe that it's over 2 years since the US Supreme Court legalised same-sex marriage nationally in the USA. In the context of our current non-binding postal survey thingy, we wanted to get a personal insight into how this milestone has changed America. On a recent visit back to America, former World Wide Wave presenter and now our US correspondent, Dean Galloway, joined us in the studio to chat about his wedding to his partner, Angel. Dean, tell us about your wedding to your partner, Angel.
Yes. Yeah, well, husband now, thank you very
husband,
much.
Husband, sorry.
And first of all, congratulations, Dean. Well, thank you. Well, it was, yeah, it's great being married. It's disappointing to come back to my mother country and find that there hasn't been as much progress on marriage equality as I would like. But at the same time, there is a certain benefit in coming back to your mother country and being a single man again. Woohoo! I'm trying to look on the bright side here.
Tell us about your wedding day.
Okay, so my husband would have actually quite liked a proper wedding as opposed to the civil registry thing we did. But that'll have to come later because we've got so much going on. I mean, I'm technically Australian, but I'm spending all this time in America and it's like, you know, do I move over there permanently? Does he move here? That sort of thing. So we just kind of had to get it done because I had to leave the country, you know, about a week later. The way it works in the States, and it's probably quite similar to how it is over here. In the States, of course, they have marriage equality. So there's no differentiation between between straight people and heterosexual couples and gay couples. So you go in, you fill in your marriage license application, and then 24 hours after that, you can get married anytime in the next 60 days. So we filled in our application on a Friday, and we came back on the Monday and got married. And we did it at the municipal office. So to set the scene, it's this big, almost Victorian-looking building. It looks a bit like Parliament House, Victorian Parliament House.
Not the little white chapel in...
Not the little white chapel in Las Vegas.
You know, we
actually... married by Elvis.
Look, to be honest with you, that's not a bad idea. We did want to go to Vegas for a holiday about 6 months ago, and then there was a massive blizzard and it got cancelled, which is a bummer. But, you know, we went to the municipal office. It was really good, you know, this big building, and we basically just went in all suited up. We were in such a hurry that we forgot our rings. I woke up that morning on my, you know, my wedding morning with a huge cold sore, which had decided to appear the previous night. So I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on?
And there wasn't enough makeup on the planet to get rid of it.
Well, fortunately, yeah, look, that's it. You know, it helps that I've got facial hair, I think. That's sort of, you know, hopefully the photo. Look, we can airbrush. That's it. You know, Photoshop is fine. The way it works is you know, we went in, you wait, and then they bring you into the chapel. Our celebrant was a bloke called Edison, who had a voice that sounded exactly like a combination of Samuel Jackson and Morgan Freeman. I thought it was kind of ambivalent about being married. I thought it was more of a legal thing. And then you stand up on it's quite quick, so you sort of hop up on the platform, you know, on the, I don't know what you call it, like the...
Podium?
Dais, yeah. Or something? I don't know. So we stand up there and he sort of says, okay, now hold his hands. So you hold hands and you're standing about 30 centimetres away from your nearest and dearest. You're looking at them in the eye. And then he started saying, you know, the vows. Do you, Dean, take Angel to set aside all others, to love, honour and protect forevermore? In this amazing baritone. And it's like booming into our ears and things. It was an amazingly emotional moment. I really didn't think it would be. And lo and behold, I was completely wrong. It really was.
Worldwide Waves US correspondent Dean Galloway. Coming up, we find out how both social media and mainstream media are being used in this attack. This is Worldwide Wave.
Hi, this is Robin Tyler, and I am a producer, I'm an activist, I'm a comic, and I'm also legally married to my wife, Diane Olson, for over 7 years on the World Wide Wave.
Loved having Robin. Great interview that she was, very lively and one of those real true activists for marriage equality in America. Messages coming in to Facebook first. Hoffler says, how has gay culture changed across generations with marriages being part of the mainstream? Great show. Yes, interesting to see how that changes as well. 317's message back in again. Congratulations, Dean. Will you get married again in Australia if the law is passed? We did actually ask him that, and he really wasn't quite sure. He needs to...
It sounds like he was still coming to terms with the gravity of the situation.
I think there is a bit of that there. 317 also says, I'm very optimistic that another generation has been engaged in politics again. That's one of the very few positives of this whole dubious process. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how this holds. I think we'll get a good steer of that at the next federal election if we see a new wave of young people coming through and having opinions.
We are talking to our US correspondent. So in a post-marriage equality America, Worldwide Wave's Dean Galloway recently walked down the aisle or stepped onto the podium. He wasn't quite sure what it was called. Dean has been telling us how he was a bit of a doubter about the ability of a simple ceremony to change his relationship and his life. And he now confesses what it actually has meant to him.
afterwards, I was just jubilant. It was, and I love being married. It's husband now rather than partner. It's it actually has shifted our relationship in a way that I wasn't expecting. So
in what way?
Well, we first met online on Tumblr, actually, I think early in 2014. And we were chatting on Tumblr and I had some leave coming up and I said, look, I'll go to New York. I'll visit. Let's see how we go. If you're a nutcase, it's okay. It's New York. I mean, I can travel around the country for a couple of weeks and things like that. He goes, yeah, that's it. I mean, we're both pretty straightforward. Went over there and, you know, just fell hopelessly in love. Like, we just clicked from the get-go. And so now I seem to spend most of my life on planes flying back and forth. I actually don't remember how many times I've gone to the States now. But it shifted our relationship because we've been getting closer and closer the whole time along. And yet marriage is actually kind of cemented in a way. Like, we've always been talking about the long term. But once you marry, it really does... I don't know. There's just there's connotations to marriage that you don't get from a de facto relationship. Like, there's... You are married. It's wedlock. You know, you are linked together now. When you say, you know, husband or wife, the terminology does have a different context and to, you know, de facto partner, that sort of thing.
The words are important.
I think they are. I do. Look, my personal view is that with marriage equality, I can see there is an argument that's been made in some cases, in America, for example, that they should have focused more on removing discrimination against LGBTI people before they went for marriage equality. But what you take your wins where you get them. Mm-hmm. And I think that marriage equality is very important. Yes, it can be argued it's a heteronormative institution or it's inherently conservative. But I don't know if politics really matters in when it comes to love.
I was going to ask you on that, as an Australian citizen, now having experienced that in America, I mean, has it changed your view? Has it made you more angry or more determined to see Australia as an Australian citizen?
Look, I've got pretty strong views that I've probably droned on about for, you know, years and years on this show now about rights and equal rights and what we should have as citizens of Australia or citizens of the world. It hasn't really changed that. I feel the same way that I did before. One of the things about Australia is that there are some countries that don't recognise equal marriage, but they do acknowledge the equal marriage of other countries. Australia doesn't do that. So I come here and I'm single again. They refuse to acknowledge the marriage. So if I do try and get Angel to move over here, there's actually so many hoops for us to jump through because the option for a spouse visa is just not there. You've got to sponsor them and it's kind of like just a de facto relationship.
The simple question is, does that hurt?
No, but I think that's more because of my personality. Yeah. So it doesn't, I'm not angst-ridden about that. I have a pretty clear understanding of the politics behind the decision. I think it's not good enough, but yeah, I'm not crying into my pillow about it, if that makes sense. But you have to remember...
What about Angel?
Look, Angel would... If I picked up the phone right now, he's in Spain at the moment. So if I picked up the phone and we're jet setters...
And said hola.
Yeah, said hola, you know, te amo, you know, and said, you know, oh, well, you know, look, they've just legalized marriage equality and lo and behold, you can move... Hello, hello. That'd be the sound of him, like, you know, sprinting to the airport. He loves Australia. He loves Australians. He would move over here in a heartbeat. And it's a shame that for him to do so, there's, I suppose, extra levels that wouldn't exist for a straight couple, but do for us because of just, our genitalia.
If Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was sitting right opposite you now, what would you say to him?
Resign. Grow a spine. You know, I don't, as Malcolm Turnbull, I'm kind of ambivalent about him. But I just think he's a bit of a do-nothing prime minister, and what's the point in having him? So I stopped listening to him quite a while ago. I think Malcolm Turnbull has discussed at length his convictions for the LGBTI community. He is supportive on a personal level. So we're in this bizarre situation in Australia where you have a prime minister and an opposition leader who both support marriage equality. The majority of MPs support marriage equality. The polls since, I think it's, if I read somewhere, late last decade have been consistently 70 to 75% in favour of marriage equality. Anyone in change management will tell you 70% is the magic figure. It's hard to get anything more than that. And yet, here we are. We're still going in circles. Look, homophobia exists everywhere. The next thing that happened is when we left the municipal hall, it was myself, Angel and Angel's childhood friend Paul, who came along to be our witness and our photographer. We're walking down the street in Brooklyn, and I must have reached over, and I think I squeezed Angel's neck or something around the back.
And showed affection.
Showed affection, you know, which in New York I wouldn't give a toss. I'm like, I don't care where I am. I'm like, you know, I'll do that. But there was a lady who was walking near us, and she started to, I suppose, stalk us in a way and start following us. And I thought she was Jamaican, but Angel and Paul said she was probably Haitian, and both Haiti and Jamaica are not countries known for being very supportive of the LGBTI community. And she started calling us batty boys, which is an expression I've heard quite a few times over the years.
It's a negative connotation to being gay.
It's kind of it's an equivalent.
It's a slur.
It's an equivalent of the F word in Jamaica and in Haiti and other sort of island nations near the States. She was saying batty boys, you know, batty boys, you're going to burn in hell, that sort of thing. Just sort of following us down the street. And then our friend Paul, who's very Brooklyn, I can't do a Brooklyn accent yet, but if you imagine the thickest, most Brooklyn-y type sitcom accent you can imagine, they started arguing in the street, and we just said to Paul, let it go. Like, you know, and the reality is, though, neither Angel or I were actually concerned about it at all because we were so loved up about being married. Who gives a toss about this homophobe? You know, and also the other thing she was doing is that she started bending over and like waving her hand around her bottom, like sort of like kind of
You smell or
no, I think it's kind of like I think it's actually a reference to you know, gay sex or something. Like she was doing like that comical kind of like pulling these faces and these bizarre poses and things like that. It was very odd. You know, we're sort of like, I'm looking at her thinking, oh, did you drop your dignity down there, love? Like, it was not dignified. It was not good.
Our man on the ground in the USA, Dean Galloway, telling us about his personal recent wedding experience where marriage equality has been achieved, and he's now experienced that. It was really interesting, his comments about coming back to Australia. And although he was laughing it off that he's now single, there was something cutting there that his relationship is no longer recognised just by, you know, when he gets off the plane.
Well, that's the same as having the government say that they do not accept part of you, basically. That's what they're saying.
And his partner as well could not come here within the you know, well, they couldn't come here together, really.
Mm.
And that is one of the stranger things. As you said, there have been a number of countries who, although they haven't voted through same-sex marriage, they have accepted
or honoured
those decisions of other countries. But that's also another hurdle that Australia has.
I suppose we'll just have to do them both at once, indeed. Then, shall we?
I think it comes down to the definition in the Marriage Act. So the Marriage Act is very specific. It's a man and a woman.
Well, it is now.
Yes.
It's soon to be changed.
Strangely, it didn't take a referendum to actually change it in the first place.
It didn't. It was changed within about 24, 48 hours. I did laugh, though. He forgot the rings. I mean, isn't that the classic cliche of every wedding that's ever been there, that, you know, it's the joke at the altar when on every movie. Did you remember the rings?
So why was his best man? You know, if he'd asked one of us, we wouldn't have forgotten the rings.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's true.
It's his own fault.
Prime Minister, our Prime Minister. So Dean was very direct, forthright. He's correct that we have a Prime Minister who supports same-sex marriage.
Individually.
We have an opposition leader, and yet there has still been this whole process. How do you think that will affect politics over the next 12 months?
Well, I think we're seeing it already now, where we've got the head honcho of the country not really leading the way that he wants to lead. He's rather having his hand forced by the minority in his party. And I think that's going to have effects, you know, and come next election, I think there's, you know, they've already sitting on a slim margin. So come next election, I think they'll be sweating it out for real.
He's in a difficult position. As you said, it's a slim margin. It's one seat. So if he actually wants to push something through the parliament, he's actually
isn't that leadership? Isn't that showing leadership to...
You can't say that, oh, this is just a circumstance, you know, this is what I can do with the circumstance. I mean, if ultimately a politician's meant to be acting in the best interest of the constituency, then if the margin is too slim to get stuff through Parliament, then, you know, you kind of just need to concede and say, well, this isn't working, let's go to a early election and get some real democracy, because otherwise, you know, what is this? It's a farce.
Dean also talked there at the end about a experience of homophobia on his wedding day. And, yeah, I love
the fact
that
he didn't have the rings, because then he could have, like, you know, waved them.
Well, I love the fact that he was so loved up. He just didn't care. You know, that's, I guess, the power of the experience of a wedding day.
And I think it also goes to show that it doesn't matter what the law says, there's always that cultural element which doesn't necessarily change in step with the law.
We've had that in other countries as well. I remember the South Africa case where they've got all the legal protection, but the culture just doesn't support it.
Interestingly, though, because coming up, we've got a bit more from Dean, and he talks more about some positives and some negatives in terms of that cultural change. This is Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Patrick Smith, International Mr. Leather on Worldwide Wave.
Is it something on your skin or something in my tree that's getting me so high? Is it something in your stare or something in the air that's making this so right? Just stay with me, don't let it slip. I'm
Tina there. Tina Arena with Magic.
I like that one. Is that a new one?
Reasonably new. It's off her 11 album. And again, a long-standing supporter of marriage equality.
Love Tina. Messages galore, 317. Great show. Has there been a big increase, an increase in big fat gay weddings, and what impact has this had on the wedding industry in the United States? Actually, I haven't seen any stats on the United States. I did see some on New Zealand. Let me tell you, the New Zealand economy is
doing fabulously. They did well, didn't they? They did very well.
Australia's procrastination. So to any people from the government who are trying to generate jobs in Australia, this is a winner to support marriage equality. A lot of action on Facebook too. We had a story during the week. Actually, President Trump attended a values voter summit. So it's a fairly right-wing group and they're anti-gay to the max. But somebody's put out a book called The Health Hazards of Homosexuality. Well, that generated quite a bit of action. Kevin says it will hardly be a bestseller. Chris says there are definitely health hazards. Every gay bar I have been in has far too much mirth, alcohol and fine food consumption. You know what they say about too much of a good thing. Now, one last little tidbit that I wanted to share with our listeners. Very quietly, last week, we ticked over 300 shows.
Woohoo!
That's 6 years on air. The very first show was actually Greece. That was Squirrel, Tom and Hikaru were hosting the show back then. And since then, we've covered over 150 countries, everywhere from Egypt to Antarctica to Mongolia to Cook Islands. There have been 14 presenters across the years and 3 podcasters. And we're still here and still going. There's always news and current affairs. So well done, team. Good work.
Yeah, you've been everywhere, man.
Now back to Dean Galloway, our man in the USA. He shares his view on the cultural impact of marriage equality and the ongoing concerns over increasing racism in America.
Has Angel noticed a difference in, I guess, levels of acceptance since same-sex marriage was legalized in the USA?
That's an excellent question, Matt. He's from New York. And New York is a blue state, to use the terminology. Look, that's a really good question. He did have when the Supreme Court of the United States had the Obergefell decision, which is the court case which said that, which is actually a very interesting court case to look into about how equal marriage happened in the states. He did have some friends and family online who commented and said, you know, it's not appropriate or something like that. New York is pretty progressive. I mean, you get sort of blowback anywhere. I think Angel has noticed over the last few years it has improved. Racism hasn't improved. That's one thing that he is subjected to on a semi-regular basis. But homophobia has retreated somewhat over the last 10 years or so. Racism is actually worse than ever, though, in the United States. It's kind of a cultural issue.
So on the back of that statement and kind of on the back of Matt's question, you've been in the States for about 3 or 4 months now.
I was there for about 3 months this trip.
3 months, yeah. Have you noticed maybe some recent negative changes with the Trump government in power? Have you noticed anything towards the LGBTI community?
Look, I would say that a lot of people who voted for Trump are emboldened by the fact that he's the president. Given that there have been a lot of incidents that are reported in the media where people have been hollering abuse on planes and things. And there's a couple of cases where people have been, you know, quite homophobic on planes, or there's been other incidents where people are kind of, you know, this is Trump's America now, so back in your box. In the United States, the thing about Donald Trump is, my personal view is, I don't actually think he's homophobic himself. The thing is that some of the people who supported him, who've now sort of latched on since he became president, are very homophobic. But I don't think he himself really is that fussed about it. There is the transphobia that's happened, and that is something that's a new development that's happened in the military.
So where do you think that's come from if Trump's not has any phobia?
A lot of that is coming from Mike Pence, who's the vice president, and the people that he's associated with that have become part of Trump's inner circle.
Australia's same-sex marriage debate, does it get an airing in America?
Actually, it does.
And
in New York,
it does.
What does
that look like?
You know, that's a really good question. a lot of Americans probably wouldn't know very much about Australia. I'm very used to speaking to people in America and them having a slightly startled expression because they see a white man approaching them and they're expecting, you know, excuse me, do you have non-dairy creamer? And instead they get my voice comes out and they're not sure what's going on. But a lot of people wouldn't know much about Australia, but they do know it's a nice place. Now, the Australian marriage equality thing, I've been reading a lot in the New York Times about it. The comments are interesting. If you go on the Facebook page, you know, they tend to be almost exclusively pro-marriage equality. So the comments that I get from people, when I first met Angel, you know, a few years ago, and I was going over regularly, and people would say, so Angel will move to Australia and you'll get married there. And I'd say, we will not. And they're like, oh, I just thought Australia had marriage equality. And I'm like, no, you're thinking of New Zealand.
Dean Galloway, thank you for joining us in the studio on World Wide Wave.
Always a pleasure.
Well, it's fantastic to chat with him and catch up with him as well.
I missed him.
Oh, well, so you've got that voice. It was a little bit weird sitting here listening now because we're so used to hearing his voice.
Maybe he'll come back to Australia soon when he can have like a wedding, a legal wedding.
Another wedding that we can get invited to.
That's right, and then we can be invited to.
Do we know if he's voted?
I didn't ask that, actually. Yeah. He was just starting to talk there about this thing about Trump versus Pence, and I don't know if you saw today there's a story out which sort of alludes to the fact that Donald Trump keeps making digs to Mike Pence. He particularly did it in this public meeting, which was on the record, made digs about his very religious and anti-gay views, sort of... it sort of lent a bit of weight to what Dean was saying there, that Trump was sort of, you know, just going with the flow of whatever he needs to do politically. Does that remind you of anybody?
Let me think.
But Pence is the one who is much more forthright with those particular views. And Vice President Pence has quite a history of... there are remarkable similarities, really, aren't there? Instead of vice deputy prime minister, it's former prime minister. Another message in. Oh, thank you, 317. Congratulations, guys. You're one of the best shows on Joy. Quality lasts. This is the heading into our seventh year. Joy's Worldwide Wave.
Hi, my name is Robbie Watt. I'm from Kootjuk, Northern Quebec in Canada, and you're listening to the World Wide Wave.
Make sure you get out to Northside Bazaar at the Laird this weekend. And for all the ladies out there who normally can't get inside the Laird, this is your opportunity
take
to
advantage.
See what goes on. It's a big Joy fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun, so pop on out there this Saturday. I'll be there. A big thank you to our guest and our US correspondent, Dean Galloway. Congratulations to him and his husband, Angel, on their recent nuptials.
Yay! Thanks for all the messages we've received from our dedicated listenership. We've had feedback in there from Selena, Xavier, Brian, Rachel, Cody, and a heap more. If you want to get on board, go to facebook.com/W3Joy.
And Hoffler and 317 on the SMSs. And Alex, our podcaster, who popped his head in tonight. Thanks, Alex. Doing a sterling job there. Urban Dreaming is following us each and every week with Surami, Maddie and Miscellaneous, followed by Triple Bypass and Jam Sessions. What's taking us out tonight, Paul?
A little bit of Missy Higgins with Steer.
Catch you next week on World Wide Wave. Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online across the world at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.